Well, good morning to all of you. It's been a blessing to be here already. I appreciated those thoughts Melvin shared. Sometimes we get distracted and it's easy to lose the joy that we should have in our hearts. I'd like to have a word of prayer here before we continue on. Father, this morning we come before you again, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to gather here. Father, we thank you for being here with us, Lord. Father, you see the things that you've given me to share here. Father, we just ask that you could bless them, Father, and ask that you could help me to say what you have, Lord, not more than that, not less than that, Father, but what you have, and help it to be a blessing to everyone here, Father. We just thank you. We pray this in your name. Amen. Okay, this morning let's start by turning to Matthew 7. I'm going to read Matthew 7, starting in verse 24 through 29. This is a parable Jesus gave there, and it's not a new parable. I mean, we've all read it many times. We know it by heart. But just want to read that here. Therefore, whoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and they beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. So, this morning I'd like to start by taking a little bit of a look at the foundation in this parable. And then we'll probably come back and take a brief look at what was built on top of the foundation. This isn't all-inclusive by any means, and there's a lot that could be added. I just want to take a brief look at it and talk about a few things, and hopefully they can be a blessing to you all, especially as young people. For us to take a look at our lives and see what we're building our lives on in the foundation, what we're doing. We live in a world today where everything is changing all the time. Everything we hear, first we hear this is the way something is to be done, and then after a while it's the proper way to do it is differently. There's nothing consistent. Everything is always changing. But in that, there's only one solid thing in the world that we know of, and that is God. And anything else that is not moving and changing all the time is anchored in God. I'd like to go to read Hebrews 1. Start in verse 10. I've got a fair amount of scriptures here. I'll try not to lose y'all. You don't need to turn to all of them either. Hebrews 1, verse 10 through 12. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth and the heavens and the works of thine hand. They shall perish, but thou remainest, And they shall wax old, but thou as doth a garment. And the vesture shall thou fold them, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and that thy years shall never fail. Here we see that God is not going to change. Everything else is going to pass away, but God is not going to change, and the years are not going to make a difference to him. In Malachi 3, verse 6, it says, "For I am the Lord, I change not. I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." Hebrews 13, verse 8 says, "Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever." I'd like to go to Hebrews 6. Hebrews 6. There's a lot. We'll just read it here. We'll start in verse 13 and read through 20. "For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, 'Surely, blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee.' And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of strife, wherein God willing more abundantly to shew unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor to our soul, both sure and steadfast, in which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered into, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." Here we see it's impossible for God to change. He swore by himself because there wasn't anything else to swear by. And that foundation, that's the foundation we need to build our lives on, is God, because there's no chance that he's going to change or move. It's a solid rock. And we need to be grounded in him, rooted and grounded. He needs to be our rock if we don't want the ground moving underneath us, underneath our house. Otherwise, it definitely will be falling down. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 5, starting verse 5. Sorry, 1 Corinthians 3, starting verse 5. Actually, we'll start in verse 9. Sorry, just to shorten it a little bit. We are laborers together with God. Yea, ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he build thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest in the day, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work, for of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire, knowing not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. In these verses, Paul's telling the Corinthians that there's no other foundation that will stand other than God. And that's what we're to build our lives on. We're all building something with our lives, it says here. And the question is, what are we building that out of? We need to ask ourselves, are we building our lives on a firm foundation that can't change or move? Or are we building our lives on shifting sand of this world? Also, are we building our lives out of wood, hay, and stubble? Or are we building out of gold, silver, and precious stones? Verse 13 says, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. So, with that, I'd like to jump back to Matthew 7 again, where we started. And when we read there in verse 24, it says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And so, whosoever heareth these sayings, he's talking about the things he just got done talking about here, which is at the end of the Sermon on the Mount. And there's a lot in there that we're not going to be able to even scratch the surface, but I have a few things that I looked at that stood out to me this morning out of there that are examples of building on the sand, or building with wood, hay, and stubble, or building with gold and precious stones and silver, and things that will stand or things that will fall. And I just want to look at a few here, and hopefully they can be an encouragement to us. I'm going to start with verse 7, Matthew 7, verse 7. Ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophet. Jesus is saying there that we need to be asking in his name, and if we do, he'll give it. This is not talking about selfish wants or carnal things, but things pertaining to the kingdom or needs we have in our lives. But if we ask in faith that he will do these things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and also, you know, maybe the needs in our lives or the needs we see around us, he will hear us. The question is, are we actively seeking for his will in our lives? Like it says here, if we are seeking for that, we will find it. Are we praying for our neighbors and the community and the world around us? And do we have faith that he will hear us? If we are praying for those things, He will hear us and He will answer. It may not always be the way we think, but and I would encourage us to pray big. Don't be afraid to pray for big things. If all we do is pray for little things, then that's all the prayer that God can answer for us. We don't want to hold God back in that way. He doesn't always answer, but He doesn't always answer the way we think He will, but He does always hear our prayer. And there again, that not selfish prayers about things I want, but things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Doing those things, spending time praying for the needs, the kingdom of God, and the people around us, and spending time in prayer and seeking God, that is one way that we build with gold, silver, and precious stones. Those are things that build a house that will stand the test of fire. And they won't be burnt when our work is tried. I have another one here. Sorry, I'm just kind of jumping all over. But Matthew 5, start in verse 38. "You have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law, and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn thou not away." There again, this is something we all know. But I had to take a closer look in my life, and do I follow that? Sometimes what happens when somebody pulls out in front of me on the road? Do I get grumpier? Does it affect me? Do I return evil for good for evil instead of the other way around? Sometimes I tend to want to return evil for evil instead of good for evil. And that is not going to stand the test of fire. We sometimes it can be more than that. Sometimes we get hurt, or somebody does, you know, causes us to lose time or money or something like that. And then, what are our reactions to that? But the question and the thing I want us to do is to think about our actions in those situations and in every situation, and think about if it's building our life on a firm foundation with material that's not going to burn up when it's tested by fire, because it will be tested by fire. There will be storms, the wind will blow, and the only thing that will stand is a house built on a solid foundation with material that won't burn. And it will be tried. 1 Corinthians 3:13, we already read that, but it says, "Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work what sort it is." So I don't have much more, but I'd just like to encourage us to stop and think about our lives as we go through it day by day, and think about if we're building our life to the kingdom, or if we're building our life out of solid material, or if we're just, you know, reacting in flesh and not building on a solid foundation, and not building out of material that won't burn. That's all I have. I hope it can be a encouragement to you. It's not very thorough, but hopefully you can find it a blessing, and I was challenged in my life, and that's sometimes I get caught up doing things that are not building a solid foundation or building a house that will stand. So God bless you.